Hello.
Oh, hi, Robert.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, there wasn't. There was, yes. So I just decided to cancel it for now because I received one phone call in 2 months.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $199 past due balance on the account, and I can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it on time, because come June 1st, it will reoccur to $398, and that will continue to do so until this settles.
It's settled. What do you mean it's settled? I don't want it. So I have
to notify you
3 days before?
Exactly. You signed up for a month-to-month subscription where you can cancel
at
any time if you're not happy. But in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So the May 1st payment is passed.
I got to call you on the 27th of this month to cancel for June.
Yeah, once this past due from May settles. So if you wanted to cancel for June, we could take the past due amount and cancel right away, or you could take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for and call me on the 27th, and then that would prevent the June 1st charge.
It doesn't work for me. I don't get any calls. Got one. And that was only because I was open on Saturday and nobody else is open.
Okay.
So it's not working for me. So you want me to pay you $200 now and then on 27th I cancel?
Yeah, if
well,
you want to take
it. Here's the other problem you got. I call down there and I can't get a hold of nobody.
Okay.
And they're supposed to call me back at appointment for 8:30 in the morning about a week ago, and nobody called me. So I tried to call back again, and I got recording.
Okay.
So you guys got a problem with people getting a hold of you. I can't get a hold of nobody that can talk to me. That was the other issue I had.
I sent you a couple of notifications with my direct extension, which is 777. And if you call in and you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. And I always answer my phone calls live. The only time I don't is if I'm on the other line, of course, or in a meeting. But at least if I see that you called me, I'll call you right back.
Nobody called me. Even when I was trying to get a hold of somebody, I couldn't get a hold of anybody. And then I got a hold of this phone thing that says, you have an appointment at 8:30 on such and such a date. We'll call you back. Nobody called. So
it shows me in the notes that I did call you that day and I left you a voicemail. That was on May 5th. So if you double check your voicemails, you'll have one from me. I called you on May 5th personally and I put a note in the account here. So it could be that maybe you're out in the field and you just missed the call.
No,
but
I'm not out in the field. I'm in the shop all the time.
Oh, you're in I see what you mean.
So but basically you want me to pay you $200 and the 27th, I'm going to cancel.
Yes, if that's what you would like, we could do that.
Yeah, I'm not happy with them. I can't get a hold of nobody half the time when I want to talk to them.
Well, will you do me this favor at least, Robert? Use me as a point of contact, right? My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So I may not be able to help you because I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. But at least if you called me, I can get you to the person that can help you. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to pay your $200 like you want, and I'm going to cancel on the 27th. So I have to call you on the 27th and cancel, right?
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly right. So
it's too bad. It's too bad you guys don't. You give me a whole line of bullshit, and then nothing works. 2 months.
Well,
2 months I've been on here, and nothing. Not one call.
Let me just tell you that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 86 times, and you've had 5 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Keep in mind, Robert.
I have not had the call. I don't care what you say. I have not received the calls once.
That's tracked on the dashboard. So what that means is if somebody Googles for your service and they find you on a smartphone, they can click to call you. They don't have to dial the number. But if they're on a regular computer, they have to obviously go to your site and then actually manually dial you. So you're getting actions and impressions on both of those aspects. I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard so that you could see it. Because
how come the people aren't calling me? How they get a hold of you? I said it's all fine and dandy, but nobody contacts me. Two people
did.
Hold on,
let me double check here.
They might look at me, but they go someplace else.
So check your missed calls from April 15th. That was a missed call from the click-to-call feature. And then there also were 3 clicks to your website on that day. And the good news is that industry standard for first-page placement typically takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we have you ranking quicker, right, in only 30 to 45 days. But the reason I explain that to you is right now you're going into your 3rd month, and this is where you're really going to see the program pop, and you'll see a bigger impact because obviously the longer, you know, that we do the programming and the stronger that your placement gets, the better results that you'll see. So I'm confident, like I said, that
so
this is the month that you're good.
That mm-hmm. 5 of these people have contacted me, and I never got anything. So how can that be?
They well, if
the
you
website and went someplace else or what?
So that's a possibility. It could be that they saw you on the first page and they clicked on your site and then they didn't call you. But if they clicked on your site and they called you manually, Google wouldn't be able to track that because they're not calling through a smartphone. All they can track is the ones that come through the smartphones. So you've had 5 Google actions, including clicks to the site and clicks to call you. Now, we have an add-on feature that's kind of like an upsell for our existing clients. I can put it on there for you for free if you like, and it's a call tracking number. And that way you would have a timestamp and phone number recording of the people that called. So what we would do is we would purchase a brand new 419 area code number. When people call it, it would forward over to your phone number. And the beauty of it is not only does it help you track the calls that are coming in through the Google campaign, but also it helps eliminate a lot of spam callers because a lot of spam callers are computer generated. And on these tracking numbers, we put a press 1, press 2 greeting on it. So, for instance, you know, thank you for calling R&K Services. If you're a new client, press 1. If you're an existing client, press 2. Both of those options would still ring over to your phone. But if it's a spam call and it's a computer, it's going to drop off. And when you're connected, it's going to be an actual person on the other line.
So why did you do this to start with?
It says that they mentioned it to you during the client interview, and I don't think you wanted it at that time. Let me go back and look at the notes.
Well, they didn't do a very good interview then because I certainly would want some way for them to get a hold of me.
Yeah, it might have been because it's a $300 upsell. It might have been that because it was an extra cost, you didn't want it at the time. But what I'm telling you is I can get that overridden, and I can put it on there for you for free. But, yeah, let me just go look at the notes.
So do I have to pay extra every month for that?
No, I would include it for you so you wouldn't have an extra charge for it. But typically it is a $300 extra feature, but I can include it for you just so that you have some solid activity that you can track on the dashboard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna pay you for this month because I owe it, I guess. But I didn't see enough results. I didn't get enough business to pay for this. That's the problem. If I don't get at least 2-3 calls a month or a week or whatever I got to get, then I can't afford it. I'm just too small a guy. I'm too small a business.
There is one thing that you can do on your end, Robert, that will help you is I notice that we have your Google listing verified and optimized and it's ranking on the first page, but you don't have any reviews on it as of yet. And there's other companies up there that have a 5-star rating and currently you don't. So that could be affecting your conversion. So what I'll do is I'll send you a review generator email and it will help you get that 5-star rating on Google. And I'm confident that once you get that 5-star rating, that's also going to help you with a higher conversion because naturally a potential client, when they see you up there with a 5-star stamp next to your name, that will give them that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you.
Well, you got to do a lot to get a 5-star rating. I'm not that big a company.
I want to let you know is on this review generator email, it'll say, thank you for using R&K services. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. I think the reason it's typically hard to get a 5-star rating, and I'll tell you because I'm guilty of this too, oftentimes I have a good experience with a business and I know how important, reviews are to internet marketing. So I'll tell them, I'm so glad that I found you and I'm going to go home and write a 5-star rating for you. But the problem is when I'm outside of that moment, sometimes that idea gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner, right? So that's why this review generator email works so effectively, because the only way a client's going to see it is if you send it to them and they're already in their email. And then all they have to do is click on the button. Plus, you're in control of it. So you know how in business there's somewhere along the line going to be that one client that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy. So don't send this to that guy. Right? Send it to the people that you're pretty confident will say something nice about you. And it can even be a friend or a relative or someone that knows you personally. I obviously don't want them to lie and say that they used you, but they can definitely go on there and say, hey, R&K Services is a trusted business in the community. He has several years of industry expertise. Put the 5 stars in there. That's all true, right? So they can definitely do that on your behalf. So that will help you. So you can send this to anybody that you know, and they can help you out and get you a couple of 5-star ratings here and there.
Well, I guess we'll wait and see, because it's going to pay for this month anyways, and I'll figure out what I want to do next month, before the 27th anyways.
And between now and next month, do you want me to put the call tracking number on there just so that you have it?
Well, I'll try it. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but,
Okay.
I don't get the calls. Yeah. If somebody's calling, I don't get it. I ain't getting them. Because I answer every call. I answer every freaking call that comes in, no matter what, if it's a spam call or whatever, I still answer them.
Okay. Being that you're going into your third month, Robert, start asking people too, hey, how did you hear about me? Because you're going to start hearing month.
That's how I know. Yeah, I know how many guys that had called me. There's two guys that called me. One guy brought the part over and I fixed it. The other one never called me back. So I don't know.
I see. Okay. Yeah, our goal is never to have someone pay $199 monthly and then even just break even on it, because although that's nice, it's not a smart business decision.
I ain't even breaking even. That's the problem.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is sometimes it's a little bit frustrating at first because it does take a couple of months for everything to start ranking very solidly. And
well,
you're going
into
that.
I don't know if it get any better or not. I don't know.
It will.
It's hard to
it
say.
Will. You'll see it in the results this month. I'm so confident of that. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, Robert, is I'm going to, let's see here. I'll push your next billing out 30 days after this past due payment, and that means you're paid in full till June 10th. That way you'll get an entire another month of service, and if you don't want to keep it, you can call us by June 7th, okay?
All right. I'll try that. But if it don't work,
okay.
I'm telling you, I can't afford it. That's just all there is to it. So,
absolutely.
You know, I know how many customers I get, and if I don't get more than two customers, if I don't get more than two customers a month or three, I can't afford to pay it, you know.
Right.
Depending on what I got to repair. But
I know.
All right.
Yeah, and that's why I say you're going to love it this month. But let me have some revisions on this end. You start working on the reviews, and in the meantime, you'll be paid in full.
Well, I don't know how to do the I don't know how to do the reviews.
Oh,
I don't know.
So I can show you real quick if you like. It's pretty simple, but real quick, let's do the payment, and then I'll go back and I'll show you how to do the reviews. So
I have to call you later for the reviews. I got hot job I'm working on right now. It has to be done. So
it's in your email. So if you happen to have a friend or a relative or someone that can show you how to do it, you can, you know, refer back to the email. But if not, you just call me, extension
777.
Yeah, when you have time, and I'll show you how to do it, okay?
Yeah, here's the card number.
Okay, go ahead.
4791 4602 0195 1820.
Okay, expiration.
226.
226, and then the little code on the back.
789.
Okay, so I will get your authorization, and you're good
I'll call
to go
you back
now.
Here, and I guess when I get a chance, you need to explain the other stuff to me. How you, whatever I got to do to get this better.
Yeah, please do. And just to jumpstart it, I'm going to go on there right now and put something nice about you. So again, I'm not going to lie and say that I use your service, but I'll at least vouch that you're a trusted business and that people can, you know, rely on you. And then hopefully that will get things started for you in the right direction. And then when
you
have time,
them,
you call me.
All them guys that got them 5-star ratings and all that crap. I don't, you know, I never got into that stuff. I don't know how they do that or what they're doing or how they make it so much better. And I know some of them ain't. I know them personally. A lot of them aren't that way. But
You know, and they still have good.
That's why
good
I don't
reviews,
rewrite.
Right?
That's why I don't write reviews, because you don't know who's lying, who's not.
Right. Yeah.
That's
exactly. Yeah, but you know, all I want to do is get that little 5-star stamp next to your name, because once that gets up there, it'll help you. So I'll get off the phone with you right now, and I'll write one for you personally. And then when you call me back, I can show you how to forward that to your client so that you can,
I can do that.
More, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Perfect.
Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.